The photographic collection at the Arizona State Museum has images in it that date back as long as cameras have been around. Many of them are photographs of Native Americans taken mostly by archaeologists and anthropologists from as early as the late 1800s. At least a third of the collection was shot by state photographer Helga Tiwiz, according to Janelle Weekly, who manages the collection.
And she would go out and visit different communities and document basket weaving, pottery making, agricultural practices, you name it.
The collection just received American Treasure status, which means it now has dedicated funding to preserve and protect these delicate collections. And as Weekly told our co-host Lauren Gilger, the collection is not just about the photographs themselves. It's about preserving records of the history of this region.
Our museum has all sorts of objects, pottery, basketry, jewelry, and then archaeological objects too. And they're all meaningless or have less meaning if we don't understand the context in which things were found or have a document of who made the object. And so we have photographs of the basket weavers, the pottery makers, the jewelers. We also have photographs of where the objects were found as the archaeologists were excavating. And those photographs, those documents give meaning to the objects.
So it all kind of goes hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds like not only did these photos capture some of tribal history here in the Southwest, but they also capture a moment in time when Native Americans were sort of romanticized, when their photographers out sort of documenting their lives in that way. What do you think in terms of looking back at the context in which these photos are taken? Like, did they say as much about the photographers as they do about the subjects?
Oh, yeah. One of the more interesting collections we have is the work of Foreman Hanna, and he was a photographer, avocational photographer, and a pharmacist in Globe, Arizona, and he took many, many photos. He was very interested in the romantic view of Native peoples in the Southwest, not just the people, but also the landscapes and the buildings. It's pretty fascinating to look at his work. And he would send his work out to salons around the internationally, and he was accepted into many, many galleries and museums, and they exhibited his work. So we have almost all of his art prints, and we also have all of his negatives. And his work is a very romantic view of tribal communities around Arizona and New Mexico. And it's pictorialism, there's soft focus, and it says a lot about him.
So I know that there were periods in history when many tribes sort of rejected photography, right, and didn't want to be a part of that. How do tribal communities view these images now in terms of documenting their history or allowing them to connect with their past? Is it viewed in a negative way sometimes, or is it something that they're appreciative of?
My experiences run the gamut. Mostly it's on the positive side. For example, the Yaqui History Club from Pascua Yaqui comes about once a year, and I pull as many photographs as we can look at, and we sit around the table and pass around photographs, and it's a tremendous experience. The people that get to view these, they know that it's their ancestors, or they'll say, oh, that's my auntie, or that's my great-grandmother, and it's an emotional experience for everybody. There's laughter and tears, and it's usually quite a lot of fun. And mostly my experience has been people are very appreciative that we have these photographs and that they're available for anybody to come look at, and they want us to preserve them.
So last question for you then. How do you see these photos as, I guess, looking back at the past, but also giving us a roadmap forward? Like, what do you think is important about preserving history in this way?
I think contemporary society often tries to keep indigenous members stuck in the past, and they only view them as if they're these old black and white photographs that Curtis took or Foreman Hanna took. And what we can show is how cultures have changed and how traditions have somewhat stayed the same and also have changed, and how people are living contemporary lives in each time. They're not stuck in a past, and I think that's significant. It's also shows a connection to place, and that one of the things I think we also forget being contemporary people is that this place, the people who are indigenous people in Arizona, were here far longer than any of us imports. And I think we can show that in this collection. We can show that deep long connection to place.
All right. That's Janelle Weekly, manager of the Arizona State Museum's photographic collections. Janelle, thank you for coming on the show to tell us about this.
Sure, thank you.